10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, July 23rd. Thanks so much for being here, getting things going here on a Tuesday. Producer Steph is still out. Steph got the COVID, so she's out again today. Hopefully we'll see her by the end of the week. I know a lot of businesses are letting their employees come in as long as they wear a mask if they are COVID positive but not exhibiting any symptoms. But right now, she's showing the symptoms.
She's got the symptoms going on, yeah. How's your mom doing, too? Because you mentioned on the show on Monday that your mom is also dealing with COVID. How's she feeling?
Last I checked, she was doing okay. I mean, I just feel so bad because, you know, she's older, and so I just worry about that. And I know my brother feels terrible because he gave it to her. We came back from our trip and he got it, and so I'm just I keep checking on her. I'll check on her again today, but so far so good. She said that she feels better every day, so that's a start.
The uptick versus the downtick. Yeah, it just takes some time to work through it, but as long as she's feeling better every day, that's all you can ask for. That's good news.
Yeah, so we're all hanging in there. How you doing this morning?
Good. You kind of a standard Monday for me, just regular stuff. Worked out last night. Laura's out of town, so made some nice dinner and everything, and then I was excited to get my work done, and the goal was to finish that episode one of that show, Sunny, that your daughter recommended last week, and I am all in on that show. That show is so good.
Really? I haven't started it yet.
There's little twists and turns, and they drop little nuggets of where the show is going, and so I'm a fan, and I'm excited that I have a show that I look forward to watching to at night, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we watched the beginning of House of the Dragon last night. I fell asleep early on Sunday, so we caught up on that. I fell asleep halfway through it, though, so I still gotta... I've been really... Ever since I came back from my trip, my sleep schedule got kind of thrown off, which... sucks, but at the same time was good because I feel like I'm going to bed at the time I should be going to bed now. And so I'm like around 8:30, I'm done. I'm ready for bed. And before, I wasn't going to bed until 10:30, 11. So I've just been waking up feeling better and going to bed earlier, which has been really good for me.
That's great news because I remember you for the longest time, 10:30, 11 o'clock, you're going to bed. So just getting this couple extra hours. That's big.
Yeah, I'm hoping it continues this way. We'll have to see about that. But other than that, everything here is going okay. Just one of those dreary days. Just these dog days of summer, man. It's just getting to be brutal with how hot it is.
This was so weird. This was the first time I noticed this since maybe in the springtime or something. But at night, I dropped the AC goes down to 73 downstairs. And this morning, when I was getting ready to leave the house, I always bump it up a couple degrees before I leave the house. But this morning, I set it at was at 73 yesterday afternoon. Last night, this morning was at 72. This was the first time where the house temperature dipped below what I set my AC at. I haven't had that happen in a long time. Sort of, I don't know if it was a cooler night last night, but that was the first time in a long time that I had that.
Oh, really? Yeah. What do you keep it at night?
Well, the upstairs, I drop it down to 67. The downstairs goes to 73.
Oh, gosh.
So I go 73 downstairs, 67 where we're sleeping upstairs.
Oh, yeah. We're 68 where we're sleeping, and I get freezing cold. Like, my hands are so cold, I can't even deal. But that downstairs, that seems pretty pretty warm. Even I'm like, whoa, what are you doing?
What do you roll your downstairs? Is your downstairs at the same 68 throughout the day?
No, I doubt it. I really don't know. That just seems, I don't know why that just seems really warm to me.
During the day, it's 74, 75, because Laura works from home. She gets hot. We'll drop it down to 74. And then as we get home, start making dinner, the house starts to warm up. So it goes down to 73. And then we keep it that way. And then the upstairs, I'm like, Matt, I want the icebox when I sleep. I want it cold.
That's probably good that you're keeping the downstairs. I'm sure your bill thanks you for that one for sure.
Get my wallet.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we are really excited about today's show. We are bringing back something by popular demand. It is Try It Tuesday. We're bringing it back periodically. Like, when we have something that we are ready to try, we are going to try it. And today, we've been talking about this item for a long time. Time we finally got our hands on some, thanks to you guys who tracked it down for us. So we're excited for Try It Tuesday this morning, right around 8:15. Check that out. We also have more tickets for you to check out Brett Goldstein. He is going to be in town. He plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, and he does stand-up. He's going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets for that show with Heads Up. And, of course, we just announced yesterday, Mariah Carey, she extended her residency, and we are going to give away tickets for that with the Mega Minute. So don't go anywhere. A lot coming up. But right now, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear What Is Love by Hathaway? What is love? Do you want to hear Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms? Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down. I'll follow you down, but not that far. Or do you want to hear Fergalicious by Fergie? Fergalicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. Pablo kisses. That puts them boys on rock. Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now by doing it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, a family's move to South Carolina turned into a nightmare. What happened? Coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and by one vote, Follow You Down by the Gin Blossoms is a pre-show you pick them. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. They say that one of the most stressful things you can do in your entire life is move. And that, you know, in and of itself is hard with the packing and the relocating and the organizing. But then something goes wrong. Has anyone had an issue or just a disaster while moving? I feel so sorry for this family.
Yeah, it's a friend of ours, and they moved to South Carolina a couple weeks ago, and we haven't spoken to her since the move. And so it's Friday night. We're driving home from dinner. She sends us a message. She's like, hey, let's catch up. So we called her as we're driving back for dinner, and she's telling us about the neighborhood is great, and you could just sense something in her voice. And then finally she broke down. She was crying and started telling us how bad her move went. Her movers lost so much stuff. They lost a bunch of boxes that contained... They've got two kids, one kid's 1 year old, these photos, these baby photos that they had, artwork that they had. A friend of ours who's an artist did some paintings for them. They just lost boxes that had their most prized possessions. And then some of the other stuff that did arrive, it was damaged. Some dressers were damaged, and she was almost cool with that. That stuff you could replace, but the family heirloom, some stuff that her grandmother, blankets she had knitted and passed down to the next generation, her grandmother's no longer with us, that was in one of the boxes. All this stuff, Mercedes, they can't find it.
Oh, that's the worst. What? How do you lose that stuff? If you pack it all up in a truck, how do you lose it?
She was trying to break it down and figure it out because she was looking where the movers went. So it was packed up here in Las Vegas. It went to a warehouse, and they knew it was going to a warehouse. Then from that warehouse, it was going to Arizona first. They were told to pick up some other stuff. And then to South Carolina. And she thinks somewhere when it's moving warehouse to warehouse, they just forgot the boxes. Oh, and they can't find them.
That really sucks. It's one thing to lose stuff. Maybe it's like some clothes or some shoes. But like stuff that in the family like that really hurts.
And someone told her something after the fact. So if you're planning on moving and you do have those couple of boxes that have precious valuables, put an air tag inside it. She said she learned this after the fact. A lot of people, those boxes, maybe if you have air tags for all the boxes, it'd be great. But she said those boxes that have the key stuff that you don't want to lose, put an air tag in it. So that way you can just track it down and say, oh, I see it. It's in your warehouse in Arizona. Go find it.
That those are seriously like the best invention ever. I had those in my suitcase when we just traveled overseas, and we had them the last time we did it too. And we were leaving Amsterdam to come to, we're connecting in Chicago, and we're sitting in our seats, and I'm just following along because I never got a notification from the airlines that my bag had been loaded onto the plane. We were flying United, and it didn't usually tells me. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I look at the AirTag and it says it's literally right next to the plane. Like, so I asked the flight attendant, I said, are you guys finished loading yet? And she said, no, I don't believe so. And I was like, okay, oh, cool. Oh, you know, maybe they're just waiting to get my bags on. Then I feel like I felt them pack up.
You feel the close. Yeah. You feel that close happening.
I feel like they closed it up and I look and it's still out there. So now I'm freaking out and I call her again and I was like, I'm really sorry to bother you. It sounds like they're done loading. Do you know if they are? Because I see my suitcases are out on the tarmac. And she looks at my thing and she's like, well, sometimes those things aren't really like reliable. I'm like, well, they've been reliable for me so far. So she looks out the window. She's like, I don't see anything. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I start freaking out. We take off. She comes to me. She's like, I'm going to help you. Did you get any notifications? And I'm like, no, it just says that they're still there. So the whole plane ride, I'm stewing. I'm like, they left our suitcases on there. We get to Chicago and I get a notification like my bag made it with me. I don't know why it didn't pick it up going into the plane, but I was flipping out that entire flight.
The anxiety of the whole thing, just so thinking bad. That your bag is back there in the flight attendant. Sometimes those aren't accurate. They always are.
They're accurate for me, lady.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2099.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's 6:04 Tuesday morning, July 23rd. Thanks for being here today. We've got a lot going on. We're so happy that you're joining us. If you're sending a text message to anyone waking up this morning, maybe you send your good morning text to your significant other or friends. Did you know that 41% of people believe every text message has to include an emoji to be complete or the text feels naked? Do you agree? Do you include an emoji in every single text message?
Absolutely not. It also depends who I'm texting. Am I texting my wife? Is it a group text? But I would say for the majority, I don't include emojis. Do you?
It just depends on the person. Uh-huh. I just feel like there are people that get the emojis and then there are others that don't get them. And it doesn't make you less special. It's just the type of relationship that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more professional. The emojis don't need to go in there. But you know, for my close friends, it just depends on what we're talking about, really. I think there's a universal dad emoji though. The universal dad emoji is the thumbs up. Because my husband uses that with like on our family group chat all the time. Thumbs up. Okay. Big old thumbs up. That I feel is the universal dad emoji.
A buddy of mine, his wife had the simple procedure and they've got a couple kids. He's a great dad. And we just wanted to check in to see how her procedure went. And we're going back and forth. I don't know if you can see it. His final message right there.
I can't see that part.
Big old thumbs up.
That is the dad emoji. You've used that quite a few times too. So yeah, maybe you don't have to be a dad. Maybe
doggy dad.
Yeah, that. I've seen you use that one too. But Matt, oh my gosh, I think that's his favorite emoji. He uses the thumbs up all the time. I think my most used emoji for me personally has got to be the pink double hearts. I use the pink double hearts a lot. Just like. You know, it was great to see you. Pink double hearts. You know, just add a little extra love to my message.
And I feel like that is your signature, too. Yeah. If someone else does it, I'm like, oh, that's Mercedes emoji. To me, that is your signature.
Do you have a signature emoji?
Well, I'm looking. If you open up your emojis, it's top left is your most used emoji. So it's the crying face emoji. Laughing so hard, I am crying.
Okay.
So that's mine. And then right below that one is a high five or like a hallelujah praise. The two hands with the clapping with the kind of... four dots above it?
Yeah.
Is that a high five or
I think it just is
like a
context, you know, how you use it. What are you using it for? Like, woohoo!
Yeah, I'm a woohoo on that one. Like, yeah, good job! High five, high five, high five.
I think it means like success or, you know, celebration, something like that. My most frequently used right now, the double pink hearts, then the laughing, crying, and then the purple heart. Only my army friends get the purple heart.
Oh, is that the BTS heart?
Yeah, that's my army friends get the purple heart.
I love it. Coming up on the show here in about 15 minutes, so Deadpool and Wolverine, that opens this weekend. You're going to go see it because we have two Fandango codes for you to go check out the brand new movie. It's going to be one of the biggest blockbusters this summer. So that is coming up with Heads Up. And then up next is What's Trending. What do you have for us?
The pop star that is sneaking around Paris and is rumored to be an Olympic opening ceremonies performer. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. The 2024 Paris Summer Olympics kick off with opening ceremonies this Friday. It's sure to be a summer of highs, a summer of lows, plenty of surprises, and one of those surprises could involve Lady Gaga. The Grammy and Oscar winner is sparking some rumors that she's going to be performing. She was seen in Paris yesterday. She was wearing a black leather jacket and hat with sunglasses. She ended up greeting some fans through the sunroof of her car while she was driving around the City of Lights. They spotted her. She was also spotted with her boyfriend, Michael Polanski. They were sneaking out of a restaurant. No official announcement has been made about a performance, but definitely want to keep your eyes open. She's there during the busiest time for that city ever, and she's kind of sneaking around. So it sounds like she may be making some sort of an appearance.
I think this is great, and I hope she does perform, because I feel like they need to step up the performers' ceremonies. Again, it's all about seeing the athletes and representing your country, but try to think years past. What were some of the big performers? I can't tell you who performed at the last opening ceremony. I remember when it was in London. Didn't they do a bit with the Queen and Daniel Craig, a James Bond bit, and Paul McCartney performed? That was big. And I remember when it was in Canada, they had a bunch of Canadian artists like Bryan Adams and some other ones. But I think they need to step up the performances from artists in the opening ceremonies.
Well, that's why I was a little confused as to why Lady Gaga, because she's American, and wouldn't they have French performers that would be opening, being that it's in Paris, and it seems, and maybe they do, maybe we just know, of course, Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. But there's also some other rumors that Celine Dion might be performing, which would be huge.
Performing.
Those are the rumors that
would
are
be
going
massive
around.
Massive with yeah. her health condition, the way she's been. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that one is going around. The reason why some people are saying that Lady Gaga would be a perfect fit is she sang Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose in A Star Is Born. And Edith Piaf, you know, absolutely huge. So that would be another reason why we would see her. But yeah, I guess we won't know until Friday, or maybe something will come out beforehand. But it goes perfectly with her movie coming out here soon in October. A little promotion for her never hurt anyone. The Olympics kick off on Friday, and then they run through Sunday, August 11th. So it should be fun to watch, and that is what's trending.
Heads Up, we're doing it right now. And caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. The number you want to call is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play, and this is a really cool prize you're playing for.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. The big premiere was last night. We have a pair of Fandango tickets, good for Deadpool and Wolverine, in a participating theater courtesy of Marvel Studios. You get to see the two come together for the movie event of the year when you win Heads Up. Just be caller 20 right now. You get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the movies. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Grace, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
Nice. Let's do it. We've got these Fandango tickets, good for Deadpool and Wolverine, at a participating theater courtesy of Marvel. Pick a category. Do you want to go with gold medal, tequila cantina, burger and fries, or tofu plate?
Let's do burger and fries.
All right. National Drive-Thru Day is tomorrow. So these are all different fast food restaurants, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Grace, 60 seconds on the clock. Just get six correct and you win. And ladies, you start now.
You can get a Whopper at this place.
Burger King?
Yes. You can get a burrito. You can get... no, it's Run for the Border. Those little cinnamon twists.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Yes. You can get mashed potatoes and fried... Yes. You can get... it's what a hamburger's all about. Everybody says this is the best burger. They've got two crossed palm trees in front of every location.
In and out.
Yes. This is chicken fingers and they have really good sauce.
Chick-fil-A?
No, it's, a different one. It's,
Raven.
Yes. Mm. This is a girl with red hair is their logo. Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Wow. Nice job, Grace. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Grace. Yeah. Job well done. Two Fandango codes to see Deadpool and Wolverine, courtesy of Marvel Studios, so you're all set with those passes to check out that movie. And then next hour, we got the Mega Minute around 7:30, and when you conquer it, you're going to go see Mariah Carey.
Coming up next, two famous brothers have just released their brand new cereal. And it's a cereal with a twist. What is that twist, and how could you make it better? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. There's a new cereal that was dreamt up by Travis and Jason Kelsey, and it's hitting grocery store shelves this fall. The football stars have collaborated with General Mills to launch Kelsey Mix Cereal, and it's a blend of their top three favorite cereals, okay? Mm-hmm. All mixed together. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs, all mixed together.
Hmm.
I'm a big fan of cereal mixing. Sometimes if you are running low on one box, you supplement with another box and you create something new. Those three individually are great. Together, I'm not so sure. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. No, I don't think so. I don't like that.
It's easy to do two combos. It's when you have to do three and bring in that third option in that's really, in my opinion, hard to do. Because I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch and the Reese's Puffs sounds really good.
Cinnamon and peanut butter?
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh. It sounds good. It sounds good to me. But then you put the Lucky Charms in, and I'm like you. I love all three. It's kind of odd when you add the Lucky Charms. Two is easy to come up with. Three is really hard if you think about it.
Alicia, what would be a better... three cereal combo, in your opinion?
Fruity Pebbles, Frosted Flakes, and Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay, I can get on board with that one. I think that's better than this one. I think that is respectable. You had me with Fruity Pebbles, like,
so good
right off the bat. I have my idea.
What do you got?
Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a winner here. You got Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
You also have Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, that's a lot of chocolate.
I know. Just wait for it. Wait for it. Vanilla Cheerios.
Oh, step back, Kelsey Brothers.
What? Is that not the greatest three cereal combo? Or does someone have a better one? 702-364-9400.
Whoa.
I know it sounds really chocolatey, but then at the last minute, you throw that vanilla Cheerios in. I'm just saying, I think I'm on to something. Savannah, what's the best three cereal combo?
Hey, so randomly, I've been eating Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch together. Amazing. And I just bought Cocoa Puffs and added that to the mix. And I'm not really a fan. So I don't really, not sure about the Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're better off with the two on that one.
Can I give you mine?
Yeah,
my presentation?
What do you got?
I give you Frankenberry.
Oh man, you really like that blue cereal. I'm already out, but
no,
I want to hear
me out.
The rest. I don't like blue cereal.
Well, Frankenberry is the red cereal.
Oh, is that the red one?
But I'm going to give you the blue. So I'm going to give you the blueberry as well. So I got Frankenberry, I got blueberry, and then I'm just going with a little texture, and I'm putting Cheerios in the mix to add texture to those two cereals.
That was just such a downgrade.
What?
You had the great sugary cereal and then Cheerios. Not even a flavored Cheerio.
It's adding texture. I'm adding texture. I don't overwhelm my audience. It is. Hey, try any of those three combos and let us know what you think. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
While most airlines have recovered from the chaos unleashed by the CrowdStrike glitch on Friday, Delta, they continue to have problems. The airline canceled or delayed over 2,000 flights yesterday as they continue to struggle with getting past the software outage. The Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, he blasted Delta on X yesterday, saying that the way the airline was treating customers was unacceptable. Microsoft says the CrowdStrike glitch affected around 8.5 million devices around the world.
Your friend that had an issue was flying Delta. My friend that had an issue was flying Delta. And we spoke to my friend on Monday. She was stuck in Atlanta trying to get back to Minnesota. She met a family, random family at the gate. They decided to rent a car. They got the last car from Hertz. We're driving from Atlanta to Michigan. And she put out a post last night. They made it home last night.
Oh, I'm so glad. It was great to talk to her yesterday. But yeah, what a nightmare this whole thing has been. And why is it that Delta is taking longer than the other airlines to recuperate?
Were they not prepared for something like this or don't have the backup systems that other airlines have? But if you're trying to fly somewhere and you're getting delayed, oh, your flight was supposed to be Friday. And then our friends and the people that she met, Delta wasn't going to get them out until like Tuesday or Wednesday of this week.
That's just chaos. Has anyone else been affected by it? Are people still stuck at Harry Reid? I saw in the news that people are just waiting and waiting to get out of town, and it's just got to be so frustrating.
This seems worse than that Southwest debacle that happened about two years ago.
Big time. Also, this morning, earlier, we gave away tickets to check out Deadpool and Wolverine, which is coming out in theaters on Wednesday. And last night was the big red carpet premiere in Hollywood. And we learned a couple of things. First of all, there was music royalty on the red carpet last night. Madonna, whose song Like a Prayer is in the film, she surprised everyone by being at the premiere. She brought her twins, Esther and Stella. They came with mom. The family took pictures with Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and director Sean Levy. The movie, as I said, drops on Friday. We also finally... maybe this is not a big deal to anyone else, but I think that a lot of the fandom is excited to know the name of Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively's fourth child. They have kept it under wraps. They have not said anything. And Ryan Reynolds was speaking at the premiere and he shared, he said, "I want to start by saying thank you to my wife, Blake, who is here. I want to thank my kids, James, Inez, Betty, and Olin, who are here." He said, "I hope that if I'm lucky, this moment will be the most traumatic thing that is the contents of this movie that happens in your wondrous life." Olin was born sometime around February of 2023, but we finally got the confirmation on that.
That's a unique name. Olin. Has some power to it.
I feel like my parents took us to a place to get our pictures taken when I was a kid called Olin Mills.
Oh, was it a mall or was that a photo place?
It was like a photo place. And they had like the cheesy backgrounds, like we're in a library and there's all these books behind us, or there's a lake behind us. It was just a screen that came down. Did anyone else go to Olin Mills? And it's spelled differently. They spell O-L-I-N, and I want to say it was O-L-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
But once a year, my parents took our whole family to Olin Mills to get our pictures taken.
We never did that. And I was always jealous of my buddies that would go into their house and there would be that family photo. I thought it was the coolest thing. We never did that as a family. Plenty of photos up and everything, our school pictures and stuff. But we never went and did that joint family photo in front of the background.
Oh, man, that was a whole thing because my mom had to make sure that our outfits were perfect,
mm-hmm.
That we all smiled. Dad never wanted to go. He was forced into going. So he would pull out his like sports jacket and wear that. And yeah, that was like a whole ordeal. Did anyone else go to Olin Mills? That was like the thing. Or don't they have them? Didn't they have them at like Sears?
Sears have, yes. Because I remember walking through Sears and seeing that. Yeah, Sears. Absolutely.
I never went there. But it's amazing that at Sears, you could literally go buy tires, some perfume, and get your pictures taken all in one place.
You put toys in the mix as well. You can do a lot at Sears. Mariah Carey, she's added more shows to her residency, and you're going. Your tickets are coming up when you conquer the Mega Minute at 7:30. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like you really have that inner child in you that never grows up. And I don't think you should ever stop being that kid. And whether that is doing things that are typically reserved for kids, like we talked about yesterday, people who collect toys still at an older age, or maybe you play make-believe. It's never something you should stop doing. I think it keeps your imagination running rampant. And maybe I'm just trying to self-justify here. But do you do anything as an adult that maybe like you play make-believe as an adult? Maybe you're on the freeway driving and you pretend you are a NASCAR driver and you're zinging and zanging, turning left a lot. If you're NASCAR, if you're F1, maybe you're turning right. But do you ever play make believe as an adult? And what is it that you do? 702-364-9400. I was telling a friend that I do this, and she said that she's going to start doing it now. And I don't know why I do it. I just think that in my life, I just feel like my life is weird, and some really weird things happen to me. Some really exciting things happen to me. Some really bad things happen to me. It's all over the place. So in my mind, I feel like my life is a TV show. And sometimes with the things that happen, I think, wow, today's episode was really good. This was a good episode today. Or this was one of those sad episodes that happened today. I was laying in bed last night thinking about Monday's episode of My Life, the show. And it was a boring one. It was kind of boring. Nothing really exciting happened yesterday. Got my hair done. It was one of those episodes that I don't think people would talk about the next day.
The next day we converse about it. Yeah, it was kind of flat for me. Yeah. You know, I was a little disappointed, but those episodes are going to happen.
Does anyone do that where you like play make-believe as an adult? Or does anyone else feel like their life is a TV show too? I will never forget when we were traveling and our flight got canceled and we missed the Taylor Swift concert that we were going to see. I thought, this would have been a really sad episode. I think people would have been really sad afterwards.
That would be yes.
It ended with us crying in a restaurant. That's how it ended. I could just see the credits scrolling like, that's the end of this episode. Does anyone do something like that? 702-364-9400.
For me, I use Waze all the time. Driving to the radio station, I punch in Waze. Driving home, I just punch in Waze. I like to see what time I'm scheduled to be there. And the make-believe I do, it's not a race car driver. I'm a pilot. And you know when you're about to take off, the pilot talks about the flight ahead. Oh, we're scheduled to arrive around 2:30, but we've got a couple things. We should get there maybe a few minutes early. In my mind, I am that pilot talking to my passengers saying, oh, scheduled to arrive at home at 1:30, but based on some traffic conditions, the way we're driving, I expect to be home about 1:25.
That's like what the pilots say when you're in the air. They're like, we're scheduled to land at 12:30, but we're going to try to pick up some time while we're in the
air.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, the whole routine. And then I want to make sure that I do get there in advance. So let's say I get home at 1:25. And then I transferred myself to a passenger going, wow, this was fantastic. He got us here early. What a great pilot.
How do you play make-believe as an adult? Does anyone do that? Are you a pilot? Are you on your own TV show? 702-364-9400. Jackie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Do you still pretend as an adult?
Well, I'd say it's more of like my, you know, inner child. Maybe it's because I'm bad at math, but I still have to use my fingers to count. So I guess I'm using imaginary numbers.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If it helps you get an accurate answer, you know, you got to do that. I will sometimes, when I'm spelling things with E and I in it, say in my mind, I before E, except after C. I before E.
You say the rules, yes.
I still say that because I just want to make sure that I get it right.
The episode of your life where you guys missed the Taylor Swift concert, I would have been highly disappointed coming down on the writers. Like, why did they write it that way? I expected a twist that they would somehow make the concert.
I know. I just saw the credits rolling and thought, man, people are going to be sad at this episode.
Mercedes, you said your life could be a TV show or a movie. I definitely think it could be a TV show. In my mind, it's almost like Everybody Loves Raymond. Everybody loves Mercedes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because Raymond was, there were some very funny episodes, but they also had some serious episodes.
Yes.
And I was thinking of my favorite episodes, or some of my favorite episodes of Everybody Loves Mercedes.
Okay.
There was the recent kicked off of the volleyball team episode.
Yeah. Yes, I was kicked off of my volleyball team. Yes, okay. That was that a funny episode? Was it comical the way I found out on social media? Was that how, like, would it be a funny episode or would it be a sad episode?
It was comical, but with a sad undertone. Like, okay. Oh, that's a pretty funny, but okay. Oh, if you think about it, it's kind of sad.
Okay, all right. I like that episode.
The neighborhood kid knocks and runs.
Okay, yeah. That was a very serious episode, I feel, because it turned a little tense.
Yeah, that was a tense one.
On a very special episode of Everybody Loves Mercedes.
The Mercedes trying out for the Las Vegas Thrill.
Okay, yeah, that was like a humorous episode because we all knew it wasn't going to happen, but we had fun doing
it. Humorous and inspiring, too.
Yes,
talking about the next day. Wow, you know, I'm inspired to go out and chase my dreams. And this is going way back, but the one when Mercedes was electrocuted in her front yard.
It was a backyard,
first
backyard. Of all. And my bracelet that I was wearing popped off and went shooting like 30 feet in the air. It was crazy. I would say one of my favorite episodes was the episode where Mercedes and JC meet for the first time.
Oh, was it the Einstein Brothers bagels?
I feel like it was at the radio station. Uh-huh. And you came up, I will never forget, you were wearing a blue t-shirt that was some football t-shirt with a hole in it.
Villanova football camp,
and
yes.
And a hole in it.
Yes.
And you said, Mercedes, JC. And you put your hand out to shake my hand. Very firm hand. Mercedes, JC. And I go, hi, nice to meet you. And we shook hands. I work in promotions. And I'm like, if you ever need anything, let me know. I was like, okay. I was like brand new to the business. I had no idea what I was doing. I'm like, okay.
You need anything? I'm your guy.
Mercedes, JC.
I still have that t-shirt. I will take a picture of it tonight and post it. There's more holes in it, though.
Please don't.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. Those tickets for you to see Mariah Carey, those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute in less than 10 minutes.
Oh my goodness. What time is it? I was like ready to do the Mega Minute.
No, we got a minute here.
I had the questions already. I'm like, wait, we're not doing it. I'm sorry. I need a vacation from a vacation. I need to go to Disneyland. Disneyland would make me so happy right now.
It is the happiest place on earth, Mercedes.
It is the happiest place on earth. If Disneyland, though, is the happiest place on earth, where is the saddest place on earth? 702-364-9400. If Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, where's the saddest place on earth? I'm just curious.
Well, it's no longer there, but in my opinion, when it was here, there was a certain petting zoo here in town.
Petting zoo or just zoo?
Well, yeah, the Las Vegas Zoo.
It was a zoo.
Well, no, yeah, the Las Vegas Zoo was depressing, but I'm talking about, remember Bonnie Springs? Bonnie Springs was awesome. The western town that used to be on the west side of town.
Yeah.
In the Red Rock Loop area back there. It was fantastic. But they had a petting zoo. And oh my gosh, the animals in that petting zoo. They had a ram. I swear to God, his horn was taped on. They had a hawk with one eye.
It was an ice cream cone upside down. Here, just put this cone on it.
Quick, tape it on. They had a hawk with one eye. I mean, it was, we went there once. And I don't know why. We had our first Chihuahua, Lily, with us. And we're just kind of checking everything out. And Laura wanted to walk to the petting zoo. And there were signs everywhere. Don't bring animals in the petting zoo. And as we're going halfway through the petting zoo, Laura's got Lily inside of her jacket. And I turned to Laura and I said to her, I think the signs are not to protect the animals here, but to protect outside animals from catching something from these creatures.
I have to say, I never went there. I went to Bonnie Springs, but I never saw the petting zoo. Is it really the saddest place on earth, or was it the saddest place on earth?
It was pretty. The animals were like, take me. Take me with you, please.
702-364-9400. If Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, Jess, where is the saddest place on earth?
I would say the DMV.
The DMV is pretty dang sad. I have to agree with you, especially just, I think since COVID with the appointments and then I think Wednesdays are free days where you can go get in line and people start getting in line at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's just, it's a lot. I might agree with you on that one, Jess.
What would you say then, Mercedes? Oh, Disney's the happiest place on earth. What is the saddest place on earth?
Okay, I think the saddest place on earth, like I was going to go with something that was like so obvious, like, a funeral home or something like that. But I'd like just thinking of sad places that I have been, I would say... Do I want to go dark or do I not want to go dark?
You can go dark if you want to.
I would say like an adult movie theater.
Oh, it is depressing.
I've never been, but in my mind, the way I envision it, it just seems very sad.
This was in the 90s, but we went in New York City, me and my buddies, we just turned 21, so we went drinking in New York City, and we ended up going to one of those places and walked in there.
Was it sad?
It was so depressing.
It seems sad.
It was awful. I felt so dirty. I'm like, what are we doing in here? It was a very, very sad moment of my life, too.
Someone just called, texted, it says, Social Security office is the saddest place on earth. This one from Robert says, it's called the cemetery. That's the saddest place on earth. While I do agree with that, in some aspects, I think it can be a very moving place.
It really is. You know? It's therapeutic. It actually is.
And then this text says, Gary, Indiana. I've never been, so I'll just take your word for it.
That is the best response. Never been either. But
now I guess I don't want to go. Yeah.
Well, now it is time for the Mega Minutes.
Okay, we're ready. We're ready. And up for grabs, we have your Mariah Carey tickets. It's a celebration of Mimi at Dolby Live, just announced. 8 additional shows due to popular demand, and you're going to see her at Dolby Live at Park MGM next year, February 5th, courtesy of Live Nation. Caller 20, you're doing the Mega Minute. You just got to answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. You get them all right, the tickets are yours. Who wants to play the Mega Minute? 702-364-9400. Caller 20 is in. It's Mix 94.1.
Uh-oh. Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
T, how you doing this morning?
Mercedes, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
We are great this morning. We're so excited for you because we just know you are going to conquer the Mega Minute. Are you feeling good this morning? You ready to go?
From your lips to God's ears, let's do this.
Nice, D. All right, you're playing for these tickets to go see Mariah Carey. You'll have 60 seconds on the clock to get these 10 questions correct. If you pass on one, we'll get one wrong. We'll come back to that question at the end. D, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the name of Mickey Mouse's dog?
Pluto.
Yes, how many feet are in a yard?
I want to say 3.
Yes. In the show Squid Games, what is the first game the contestants play?
The turn one. It's pass for that for now.
Okay. In the movie Twisters, what kind of natural disaster are they trying to chase?
Tornado.
Yes. Kurt Cobain was the lead singer of which band?
Nirvana.
Yes. In the Despicable Me movies, who voices the character Gru?
Steve Carell. No.
Yes. Yes. What state is known as the Sunflower State?
Kansas.
Yes. Which Marvel character does Ryan Reynolds play?
That's Deadpool.
Yes. In the automotive industry, what do the initials SUV stand for?
Standard utility vehicle?
No. What is the capital of France?
Okay.
Yes. In the show Squid Game. Darn it, D. You got through all 10 questions and we skipped on a couple. In the show Squid Game, the first game they play is Red Light, Green Light. And then SUV stands for Sports Utility Vehicle, not Standard Utility Vehicle.
Gosh.
You were so close, too. That just kills me. You killed that. She did so good on so many of these. Unfortunately, 60 seconds was not long enough, but D, that doesn't mean you're completely out of it. Caller 20 right now, you get the tickets. You are going to see Mariah Carey's A Celebration of Mimi residency at Dolby Live. New shows just added, and the tickets are yours right now for caller 20, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, some breaking news this morning. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has tendered her resignation amid scrutiny of security lapses related to the recent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. The move comes as lawmakers and internal government watchdogs move forward with investigations into the agency's handling of Trump's protection and how a gunman came close to the killing of the 2024 Republican presidential candidate at a rally in Pennsylvania this month. Did you watch any of those hearings yesterday?
No, I did not.
Oh,
I missed
it. They were going after her, both sides. I mean, who was it? I'm trying to remember. Someone said, would you like to use my time to write up your resignation? And she said, no, I would not. Thank you.
Oh, like what that. A line. Would you like to use my?
And so apparently she changed her mind on that one. So she is resigning.
Well, I mean, honestly, we I think we all agree. I mean, secretly, that's the most obvious spot that they missed. That building. How did you not have that building covered?
It sounds like there were warnings that it was within. They say it was not within the radius, but gosh, it was sure close because
even
it was
not,
right there.
It's like, hey, that's out of the radius. I don't care. That building should be covered. We should take the place out.
People are literally saying, hey, there's a dude climbing up on that building. That's not a threat. Like that, she said it wasn't an immediate threat. Well, when is it an immediate threat? When right? The gun goes off or what? Like, it's just, it was kind of crazy.
We get the whole thing that Donald Trump, he survived, but we did, someone lost their life in that whole thing.
Yes,
it's very
exactly.
sad.
Also, this morning, there was do you remember the 1997 movie, I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Oh, yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah.
Well, I guess there's a big reboot that's hitting theaters next summer, and it's going to have two of the original stars, Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. They're, I guess, in talks to return to it. They're going to have newer cast members like Camila Mendes from Riverdale and Madeline Klein from Outer Banks. They're going to be in it too. But so I guess it's more of, it's less of a reboot and more of a legacy sequel, kind of like Twisters. It's like, it's a sequel, but it's not a sequel because it doesn't really reference the other one that much except for one specific part.
Can we openly talk about that movie? Came out in 97.
Yeah.
Okay. So their kids, I had this right, their kids at a party, they're driving home, and there's just some guy walking along the street and they hit him and kill him, correct?
I think so, yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it.
They throw him over a bank into a river or something and they take off. And that's it.
There you go.
But the guy's still alive and he comes back because he knows what you did last summer. I mean, what kind of kids are they? They ran over a dude. Call the cops. Do the right thing.
Well,
then the movie's over. Of course, you don't have a movie.
Yeah, then there's no movie. But then wasn't there like a bunch of sequels to it? Like, I Really Know What You Did Last Summer, and then I Think I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. I think there were some weird sequels.
Do you know what you did last summer? Because I think I know, but maybe I don't know.
Finally, this morning, Alexa can translate and knows dozens of languages, and now you can put one more on that list. It's how to speak Gen Z. Amazon's announced this new feature where Alexa can teach you how to speak like a Gen Zer. You just tell your Alexa, Alexa, talk Gen Z to me, and she'll spit out some slang. Also, with the definition, they added 20 terms to start, and some of them you might know, like ick, like it gives me the ick,
yeah,
like, disgusting, spill the tea, gossip, sus, suspicious, mid, mediocre, you know, riz, charisma. Here, I'll give you some others. See if you know them. I think you'll know them. Drip.
Oh, good style, good fashion, good looking person.
Yeah,
they got drip.
Someone's drippy.
Yeah.
They have a trendy, high class fashion sense.
Way different meaning in the 90s, by the way.
Okay. What, like what?
Oh, you don't know what that means? The drip?
No.
Oh, it's not good.
Should I? What
no,
is
you
it?
You don't want to know what the drip is.
What is it?
It's a sexually transmitted disease. The drip.
Oh, and how do you know that?
It was a common term.
Not that common. I didn't know about it. Okay.
We're on? Oh, no.
The math isn't mathing.
Things aren't adding up.
Right. Uh-huh. Kind of like your drip story. Eight.
Crushed it.
You ate with that outfit.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Air.
Air?
Yeah.
Oh.
A-I-R.
A-I-R. Air.
Oh,
I don't know.
You got me on
air.
I'll use it in a sentence. Why are you airing my messages?
Oh, why are you sharing things?
No, ignoring them.
Air, so how does that work?
Air is like intentionally ignoring someone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you're just giving them air. You're not like,
oh, not giving a response. Yeah, oh, that's a good one, Gen Z.
All right.
Yeah, score. I've got a situation that I think might actually fit into our Jerk or Justified segment. I've got some potential family drama that might be happening, and I'm not sure what I should do. It involves a digital frame in my parents' house.
Is this drama that you're starting, or is this drama that someone else is starting? My money's on you.
I might be starting the drama because my brother and sister are doing something that's bothering me big time.
Oh, no. All right. Well, let's find out what is JC's drama and drip coming up next.
It's Mix 94.1.
I was just poking around on some of the secondary retailer sites for Taylor Swift tickets for when she comes back to the States. She's going to be in New Orleans. She's going to be in Miami. She's going to be in Indianapolis. I was looking at Indianapolis dates. The cheapest ticket I could find, and these are nosebleed seats, was over $2,500.
What?
For one ticket. I was like, oh, not going to Indianapolis.
How much were the tickets in Amsterdam that you couldn't go to?
I got them at face value in Amsterdam. That was and here's the thing. The Ticketmaster fees, there's one fee. There's one like fee that Ticketmaster charges you. I think it was like 20 euros and that was it. Not like all the 27 fees that we have here.
Yes.
So, oh, well, maybe someday.
Don't give up hope yet.
I know, I'm not.
I mentioned this a couple minutes ago. Have a potential issue with my brother and sister regarding my family. Something that my wife and I noticed through the years is that the photo representation of Laura and I in my parents' house is on the lower side compared to my brother and his wife and Jenny and her husband. And they got kids, so I understand, but our photos are not truly represented in my parents' house. So a couple years ago, we decided to get them a digital picture frame. We set it up for them and like, look, here, we're going to set this up for you guys and we'll upload photos so you can see our lives, what we're doing in Las Vegas. And my parents loved it. And we would upload a couple photos a week and just, you know, add stuff to it. And they were big fans of it. This past March, I went home and my brother pulled me aside and he said, hey, would you mind giving me access to that digital photo frame? Because I want to upload a couple of pictures of the kids for mom and dad. I'm like, you know what? That's cool. No problem. So I gave my brother access. Same trip. My sister pulls me aside. Hey, do you think you can give us access to that frame? I want to upload a couple pictures of the girls. I'm like, sure, no thing. No problem. Here's the deal now. This is back in March. They are inundating this frame with pictures nonstop that Laura and I, our photos, are completely buried in this thing. This gift that was from my parents to be photos of Laura and I is now, John uploaded 29 pictures 2 days ago. 29 pictures. They are saturating this frame and Laura and I are getting buried. And I'm very upset about this.
Why are you upset?
Because this was a gift that was supposed to, from Laura and I, so my parents can see more of our lives in Las Vegas. And now,
you don't want them to see your brother and sister's lives. You only want them to see your lives.
I don't mind them uploading pictures. A couple pictures here and there. 29 photos. My sister, I'll pull it up here. 30 photos. There's nonstop photos. I think John is just dumping his photo library up on this digital frame.
But you only want them to look at your photos. You don't want them to look at their photos.
I want my brother and sister to scale back. If I'm doing maybe a photo a week, we went on vacation. I think Laura posted 4 photos from our vacation. I want my brother and sister to scale things back. I think it should be an even ratio because our 4 vacation photos that we posted the next day, John loads 35 pictures from a birthday celebration. My photos are getting buried.
So you're upset because they're not looking at pictures of you.
I'm gone. That's supposed to be a gift about us. We're now gone because my brother and sister.
Is it a gift about you, though? Like, I feel like that's a gift that you've made about you. And if it's truly a gift, it's something that brings happiness to your mom. And I'm sure it brings happiness for her to see all of her family.
Yes. But at the same time, don't you think 30, my sister, 25, that's saturating the digital photo frame?
Well, why don't you post more pictures of you guys?
I don't have 30. There's not 30 photos that I could possibly post on a digital frame right now. I just went and took the random pictures of stuff that I took. I took a picture of the screen here at the radio station to send to Steph because I had a question. Do I post that on the digital frame? No. I want them to be meaning nice pictures.
But so are these not nice pictures? Are they like of random things? Or
no,
are
like
they?
They're celebrations and stuff, but it's overkill in my mind. It's overkill.
Should you ask your mom and dad since they're the ones that look at it? I mean, you're not even looking at it. I love you to death, and I think that it was a nice gesture but as a friend, I'm going to tell you right now, it sounds you're sounding a little narcissistic. And I'm saying that with nothing but love, just
sure.
Because I don't want you to give that impression, because I don't think you're like that. But it's almost like you're saying, I only want you guys to look at me. I don't want you to look at my brother and sister and their kids. And I don't think you're like that. And so that's why I'm confused, because this is very uncharacteristic of you.
I want them to see John's photos, but I want them to see, I think John and Jenny need to scale it back. I think, I don't know if they know, it's 30 photos. 40 from my sister. I think they need to scale it back. I am cool with them having representation in the frame, but the fact that they're overposting, I'm getting buried.
So it's not truly a gift for your parents. It's more of a gift that you want to dictate what is seen on.
Let me put it this way. Let's say, Mercedes, you give your mom a gift, and it's a beautiful picture of you and your family, and it's framed. And you say, here, Mom, here's a picture of us, the family, beautiful frame, and you give it to your mom. And you go back home, and your mom still has the frame, but she took that picture of you and the family out and put a picture of Mario inside there.
But that's not what is happening. You're still on there, JC. You're still in the pictures. You're just, it's trading off between people. 702-364-9400. Do you think JC is justified in feeling this way, or do you feel like he's kind of being a jerk? Del Mar, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I have a total of four brothers, myself included. And whenever we go to our parents' house, it's like a collage. Everybody has their family pictures and stuff. My suggestion to JC was tell them to get their own.
Their own frame, no, and frame. That way it's only yours. That's an idea.
They should set up three different ones on the walls, and everybody sees everybody's families the way they want.
That's actually a really good idea, Delmar. I like that. Maybe, or even gift your parents two other frames for some upcoming events and say, hey, this will be the John family frame. This will be the Jenny family frame. But I don't know. We have one of those frames, and I just love seeing different pictures. I don't say, oh, well, I've only seen one of my brother's family today, and I've seen none of my sister. I still love them. It doesn't mean they love you any less just because they're not seeing the pictures of you.
Is your sister and your brothers uploading photos to your digital frame?
Yeah, yeah. And we have one for my mom, too. And I think they upload way more. And I got her the frame.
Uh-huh.
But I just kind of forget to upload. I know my mom loves it, and I love mine. And I think, I don't know, I don't count stuff like that. But I get what you would feel bad about it, but I think you should look at it more about the joy you're bringing to your mom.
To my parents,
you know what
seeing
I mean?
That stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting some texts, some calls here. This one says, JC is justified. I totally agree that the brother and sister are overdoing it. It was a gift from JC, and he wanted mom and dad to see. This one says, JC has access. Just delete some of the photos. This one says, I understand, JC. It's his gift to his parents, not theirs. He can be selfish. Most people are agreeing with you. They're saying that you're right to be upset. Some people are mad at me for disagreeing with you. So
I think you're bringing up some valid points.
I mean, I don't care if you're mad at me or not. That's just how I feel.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
And it's been a while, but it is back. Here we are with Try It Tuesday. We are going to bring this back just periodically. When we find something that we think you guys should be aware of or try, we're going to try it and let you know our honest opinion. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Sometimes they're viral products. Sometimes it's just something that's brand new that we want to try. And that is what we have today. It is not necessarily new, but gosh, I keep seeing people post about this. I have, for the last month, been going to Walgreens trying to get my hands on this, and they are always sold out. Well, special thanks to our listeners who heard the call, heard the rally cry, and got their hands on some of them for us. We are talking about the Walgreens peelable gummy mango candy.
These things went viral a couple months ago and still going viral because Mercedes said you can't find them. People are driving hours to get these. You've searched a bunch of Walgreens Mercedes. I've hit a bunch of others. Anytime you're driving by one, I would pop into one to see if they had them.
Yeah.
You ask the person at the front desk or something, they go, no, they're sold out.
They know immediately what you're talking about, and they're like, no, we don't have any. So if you're looking, there's two brands, actually. There's we're just going to do the Walgreens brand. We got another brand that is out there, but we're just going to do this. And there's two flavors. There's actually the gummy mango, and there is a gummy banana. And this is candy that you peel, which I'm trying to grasp the purpose of that. You're still supposed to eat the outside,
I guess. And the mango came first, and because of the success of this, Walgreens quickly put out the banana. You peel it like a banana? It feels solid to me.
Well, I'm holding a mango one, okay? Yeah. I just opened the mango one. And so if you just look at it, it looks like a marshmallow, honestly. Don't you think? It smells really good.
It does. Oh, I see. I'm peeling now a little bit.
I haven't peeled yet. So you take off the outer layer and then you go in there and...
Kind of waxy. Once I started peeling it... Okay, I see. It's folded over. You peel it back, and it's a very sticky inside. The inside's very sticky.
So you're just supposed to, like, eat that part in the middle?
I think you eat the whole thing, right?
Then what's the point of peeling it?
It's fun. It's fun to peel. Did you peel or just bit?
I just ate the middle part.
Oh, the outside is very chewy.
The inside is, like, very jelly-like. And the outside is, it reminds me of mochi, honestly. I don't get it. I don't get the point.
Neither do I. Ramon is filling in for Steph, by the way. He's looking at his Mercedes, giving us thumbs down this whole thing.
Really? You think this is dumb, Ramon?
I've had the mango one. It doesn't really taste like mango at all.
What's the whole point of peeling it? Like, what's the, no pun intended, appeal?
I guess, just like JC said, your inner child, right?
It's fun to do.
Yes, yeah, fun.
It's very sticky, though. My fingers are very sticky right now.
I feel kind of let down, honestly. Seriously. Like, all this hype for that. Want to try the banana one?
Maybe that's better.
I mean, it's good, but it's a lot of work to get to a piece of candy.
We've been trying for months to get this. And when the listeners, you guys stepped up and provided them, we're like, yeah, score! I don't get it.
I don't really get it either. So you have to get your hands all sticky to peel it. And it's not easy to peel. Like, I'm trying to peel this banana one now, and this is, like, breaking my nails.
The inside of the banana one is white.
Oh, just like a real banana.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you...
It tastes like a banana. I taste more banana in the banana one than mango in the mango one.
Okay, so I just got the inside.
I think there's a pineapple one, too.
Is there?
I think so, yeah.
I'm waste our time with that.
This tastes like artificial banana to me. You know, like the banana flavoring?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Did you eat the whole thing? Did you put the whole thing?
I just ate the middle part.
Yeah, same here.
Ah.
The outer, you know what the outer ring looks like when you take out the center? It looks like one of those gummy rings they would sell. Circle gummy rings. But what do you think, Mercedes? Well, how do you, my fingers are all sticky. What do you think of this
thing? Yeah, I just feel like the hype was way bigger than it was worth. Like, they're not that great. Why? I feel like I'm missing something. I gotta be missing something. There's a little sign on here that says 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I'm not 100% satisfied. I'll be honest.
No, I'm not.
I don't see the hype.
I thought there was going to be a big, oh my gosh, you got to try this. It's, in my opinion, don't waste your time trying to find these things.
Like, seriously, just get a bag of the Haribo gummy bears and you don't have to peel anything. You just eat it. Yeah, thumbs down.
Yeah, same here.
Thumbs down. Sticky fingers. Artificial banana. Mango doesn't taste like mango. You gotta have many complaints.
Well, there you go. We brought back Try Tuesday. And
now it's going away again.
We'll see you in a couple months, Try Tuesday.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant. It's Harachik. Is that your name?
Harachik.
Harachik. What a cool name. I love it. You're caller 20. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Brett Goldstein tickets for you when you win. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Tug of War, 90-degree angle, moth to a flame, or credit card statement?
90-degree angle.
Okay. Pi approximation day was on Monday.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why what pi has to do with 90-degree angles, but it doesn't matter. It's all associated with math.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this category is about. Things associated with math. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
JC.
All right.
All right, Harachik. Here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct and you win. And we start now. This is also an instrument that some people play. It's got 3 angles to it.
Pass.
No, pass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are all what?
Numbers.
Yes. If I take 2 and 3 and 5 and add them all together, I would get the sum of those three. And you have a batting what? A baseball player has a batting what? If I get 4 out of 5, you know what? Well, pass.
Pass.
Okay. This is what we're celebrating this day. It's a
pie day?
Yes. 3/5 + 5/8 is a form of what?
A fraction.
No, a different form of math.
Equation.
We'll pass on that one.
Addition.
The corner of something is if
an
it's
angle.
Not, yes, an angle. The higher end form of math. It's
algebra.
Not algebra. This is, okay. Harachik, pass on that one. God.
Sound effects were all over the
place. That's fine. So were my clues, Harachik. I am so sorry.
Oh man, that was
why was
tough.
That hard?
That was the challenge for sure.
Certainly was.
I'm so sorry, Harachik. You are not a winner, but you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you are a winner. Brett Goldstein tickets just for you. The second best night of your life at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan on August 3rd. Caller 20, you get them. 702-364-9400.
Stupid pie day. Did me dirty.
74.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We were having dinner last night and watching the Yankees game. They beat the Rays last night 9-1. And we were talking about baseball coming to Vegas. I don't know about you. Even though I'm not an A's fan, I am still excited about baseball coming to Vegas. I feel like even if you're not a fan of the A's, your team will most likely be coming here at some point. Maybe not on the regular schedule, but hey, who knows? And I am excited that I'll get to see my Yankees play here. So we're talking about it. My daughter, who's born and raised, Vegas born, she's like, you know, she is more of a Dodgers fan like her dad. And she's like, how is that going to work with Oakland being here? Do you think that fans are going to become fans of the A's instead of who they like? And we were talking about that. And I said, have you ever seen the movie Moneyball? And she's like, no, what is that? And I was like, oh my gosh, only one of the most underrated baseball movies of all time. She's like, what is it about? I'm like, it's about the Oakland A's. It's about Billy Beane. It's about how he put together a winning Oakland A's team with no money. She's like, I've never heard of this. So we watched Moneyball last night.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. It is such an underrated movie. Is there a movie that you're like, why does this not get more attention? It is so fantastic. I just, when you see like the top sports movies of all time, it's rare that I see Moneyball on that list, and I really feel like it is one of the best. I love that movie.
This is good. Let's add to this list. What's that underrated movie that just kind of flew under the radar when it came out?
And it doesn't have to be sports related, but this one, have you seen it before?
I did. When it first, isn't it is Brad Pitt in it?
Brad Pitt,
yeah.
Is Billy Beane, and Jonah Hill.
Doesn't the guy live here in Las Vegas now, I think?
Does Billy Beane live here?
I think he does. There's a Vegas connection, I thought, to the movie.
That's so cool.
Someone lives here. Mine, you know, it happens to be a sports movie, but I don't even remember this movie coming out in the box office or being released in theaters. I first watched it on an airplane. I'm like, I'll check out a Kevin Costner movie. It was the movie Draft Day. And I thought that movie was fantastic. Kevin Costner plays, he is either the coach or the owner of a team, but it's about the team drafting a certain player and drafting players in the NFL draft. And it's just fascinating to see how the draft works, the stuff they look at in players when it comes to drafting players. All these things, the little nuances they pick up on why they pass on this player who's supposed to be fantastic. And Kevin Costner points out, well, did you go to his birthday party? No one was at his birthday party. He doesn't have friends, which means he's not likable. So he probably won't be well with the team. It was just mind-blowing, that movie.
That was a really good movie also, a very underrated one. What do you think is an underrated movie that you don't hear a lot of people mention, but you absolutely love it? 702-364-9400. Those are both, you know, sports-related, but at the same time, it's like, gosh, they're so good. They make you realize how romantic sports can be, you know?
You go back to the 90s. To me, there's some standout movies, great movies from the 90s. Singles, Reality Bites, they kind of define Gen X. There was another one that I feel flies under the radar, Empire Records.
I saw that, but I got bored.
Did you?
Yeah, I started it, but I think somewhere in the middle I got bored of that one.
It's about the day in the life of a record store and all the different characters that are working at the record store, and they're waiting for some singer's big appearance that day in the record store, and it turns out to be a big jerk. But all the drama that takes place with these teens, and came out in 1995.
Some other movies that are underrated. We're getting some texts here. Little Miss Sunshine. I remember that was up for a bunch of awards, but I never saw that movie. Did you ever see Little Miss Sunshine?
I don't think I did either, no.
I didn't. Yeah. I'm going to put these on my list of movies to watch. This one says 500 Days of Summer. Great soundtrack, great movie. I have heard of that one too. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it, is it Zoe Deschanel? I think she's in that one too.
Okay. Did Matt watch the latest Beverly Hills Cop movie, Axel F, on Netflix?
He did. He said it was awful.
Oh.
He said it was so bad.
Here's the thing. I thought it was fantastic.
Really?
I watched it start to finish, to the end of the credits, hoping there was a bonus scene. I was singing its praises the next day, and then Laura points out, she goes, you know, you were loopy off. It was the day I had my dental procedure. She's like, you're probably still loopy off the dental procedure that you had, and that's why you loved it so much.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because my husband's the biggest Beverly Hills Cop fan there is, and he was so disappointed
in it. It was the drugs then.
Oh, it must have been the drugs.
It was the drugs.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
AI is crazy, and a new study shows that artificial intelligence is identifying cancer with more accuracy than doctors. They did this research with UCLA, and they show that an AI tool identified prostate cancer with 84% accuracy compared to 67% accuracy for cases detected by physicians. It's a software called Unfold AI, and it uses this algorithm to visualize the likelihood of cancer based on certain data. And experts say that AI could lead to more accurate diagnosis and more targeted treatments.
That's fantastic news, and they're using an algorithm. When you're first mentioning that, I'm thinking, is there going to be a robot doing the inspection? Drop your pants, JC.
No, it's all data that's put in there. Yeah, it's interesting. And I mean, it's great news, definitely. I wonder, like, how do people in the medical profession feel like that? Is this just a tool to help you better do your job? Are you, like, worried? Like, oh boy, AI is going to take over our jobs. They're not going to need us anymore. I'm wondering, if you're in that field, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm thinking you would like that, right? Use it as, like you said,
use it as
a tool.
Yeah.
So now you know, okay, wow, there's a higher percentage you have prostate cancer. Now let's focus on how we're going to treat this and beat this thing.
It sounds like it could save lives. So I think it's a good thing. Also, this morning, Mick Jagger turned down millions of dollars to write his memoir. This is a new report that has come out. Radar Online's reporting that the Rolling Stones frontman refused the offer that was handed to him to write his memoir because he didn't want to relive the past. How much did they offer him for his memoir? $26 million.
Whoa.
And he's like, no, I'll pass. Don't want to relive the past. They said that to spend 18 months or more working with an editor is not anything that he is interested in. I mean, I'm sure the guy has more money than he knows what to do with. What's another $26 million, you know?
Maybe that's the secret to his longevity and his youthfulness, is not focusing on the past. Just look what's in front of you.
And not letting money rule your life, you know? Doing what you love, loving what you do, and leave it at that.
We were in a bookstore in Wyoming just kind of looking around at some books and stuff, and I saw the Barbara Streisand book. This thing, it's close to 800 pages.
Oh, I couldn't.
Could you read 800 pages about someone's life?
It depends on who it is. If you're a big Barbara Streisand fan, I bet you could easily get through that. I'm not, so no. But if it's someone I love, I would probably get through it. 800.
I was thinking that when I'm looking at this book, and I'm just flipping through the pages, I could. There's a lot of people that I look up to and admire, but to sit down and read an 800 book about someone's 800 page book about someone's life, I couldn't think of someone. I couldn't.
Well, Harry Potter was over 700 pages.
Was it really?
Yeah, and I zipped through that, all of them. Like, I think I could if I really enjoyed what I was reading. But I think that the original Harry Potter was like over 700. Hold on, let me see here. Book one, how many pages was that?
Is it Matt a Barbara Streisand fan?
He likes her. She's on his playlist. Wouldn't call him a fan, but he likes some of her songs. So one of the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is 870 pages.
Okay.
So yeah, I think some people will get through it. Again, you got to be a fan.
You certainly do.
We're running out of time. Let's get going.
That was an automatic hit. okay. It is Mix 94.1 Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to join the show, we are here. We love getting your calls. We love your texts. You can reach us at 702-364-9400.
Have you ever had a certain song or music video that just, it brought you to tears when you listened to it or watched the video? This hit me last night. So on Sunday would have been Chris Cornell, the former lead singer of Soundgarden.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
He would have turned 60 on Sunday, and I believe he passed away in 2017. And his wife posted a tribute video, and someone sent this to me, and I saw this video last night, and oh my gosh, just watching the video and the music that was playing, it was his cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, so I'm going to start playing it right here. Here's Chris Cornell in this video that his wife posted of him on his 60th birthday, or would have been his 60th birthday. Now, his voice alone gets to me. It's just an incredible voice. But Mercedes was showing a montage of him throughout his life and his career with his kids and everything. And I'm watching this just, oh.
This whole story is so sad, and just what he had to battle through his life and how it ended. And when you see someone with such talent, it's heartbreaking. There's something about that song too. I know when I first heard the Luke Combs version, it sent chills down my spine. And then when he performed it with Tracy Chapman, I think it was the ACMs or the Grammys or something. Oh my gosh, I wanted to cry. I was just like, oh, it brought something out in me that I didn't know was there.
Yes, that song. There's so much emotion and power behind that song. But just I'm watching. I must have watched it a dozen times last night because it was so moving. And to see him throughout his life and his career, and then early grunge stuff in the 90s. It got me last night.
Well, I just feel like music is, it's like a time machine. Really, it takes you to certain times in your life, and sometimes good thoughts come with it, sometimes really bad or sad thoughts come with it. And I think that people's voices can be a time machine too. And just hearing his voice, I mean, there's never been a voice like his before. It's just so distinct. It just takes you back to a certain place and makes you realize like how talented he was.
Do you ever hear his cover of Nothing Compares to You?
Mm-mm.
Oh, take a listen to this. Here's Chris Cornell covering the Sinead O'Connor song.
Nothing compares to you.
Oh, yeah. That's just, oh, it's so good.
Right?
It's been so talented. I can see why you were in tears. Like, that's just, yeah, that's, it's heartbreaking, but beautiful at the same time.
Exactly. It's Mix 94.1.
How would you?
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with more tickets for you to check out the new Deadpool Wolverine movie that's coming out on Friday. We'll have more Mariah Carey residency tickets for you and more tickets to see Brett Goldstein doing stand-up over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. It is all on the way tomorrow morning. Be here. J-Love is headed in. He will get you through your work day. Right now, though, it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes asks, if Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth, what is the saddest place on Earth? Remember Bonnie Springs? Bonnie Springs was awesome. The western town that used to be on the west side of town.
Yeah.
And the Red Rock Loop area back there. It was fantastic. But they had a petting zoo. And oh my gosh, the animals in that petting zoo. They had a ram. I swear to God, his horn was taped on. They had a hawk with one eye.
It was an ice cream cone upside down.
Got cost.
Poor guy. I never saw that. I guess it's good. I guess I just saved myself some sadness.
You certainly did. The best answer was what? The guy that said Gary, Indiana?
Yeah, I did not expect.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2099 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the
Morning? This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
And it's been a while, but it is back. Here we are with Try It Tuesday. We are going to bring this back just periodically. When we find something that we think you guys should be aware of or try, we're going to try it and let you know our honest opinion. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Sometimes they're viral products. Sometimes it's just something that's brand new that we want to try. And that is what we have today. It is not necessarily new, but gosh, I keep seeing people post about this. I have, for the last month, been going to Walgreens trying to get my hands on this, and they are always sold out. Well, special thanks to our listeners who heard the call, heard the rally cry, and got their hands on some of them for us. We are talking about the Walgreens peelable gummy mango candy.
These things went viral a couple months ago and still going viral because Mercedes said you can't find them. People are driving hours to get these. You've searched a bunch of Walgreens, Mercedes. I've hit a bunch. If I was anytime you're driving by one, I would pop into one to see if they had them.
Yeah.
You ask the person at the front desk or something, they go, no, they're sold out.
They know immediately what you're talking about, and they're like, no, we don't have any. So if you're looking, there's two brands, actually. There's we're just going to do the Walgreens brand. We got another brand that is out there, but we're just going to do this. And there's two flavors. There's actually the gummy mango, and there is a gummy banana. And this is candy that you peel, which I'm trying to grasp the purpose of that. You're still supposed to eat the outside,
I guess. And the mango came first, and because of the success of this, Walgreens quickly put out the banana. You peel it like a banana? It feels solid to me.
Well, I'm holding a mango one, okay? Yeah. I just opened the mango one. And so if you just look at it, it looks like a marshmallow, honestly. Don't you think? It smells really good.
It does. Oh, I see. I'm peeling now a little bit.
I haven't peeled yet. So you take off the outer layer and then you go in there and...
kind of waxy. Once I started peeling it... Okay, I see. It's folded over. You peel it back, and it's a very sticky inside. The inside's very sticky.
So you're just supposed to, like, eat that part in the middle?
I think you eat the whole thing, right?
Then what's the point of peeling it?
It's fun. It's fun to peel. Did you peel or just bit?
I just ate the middle part.
Oh, the outside is very chewy.
The inside is, like, very jelly-like. And the outside is, it reminds me of mochi, honestly. I don't get it. I don't get the point.
Neither do I. Ramon is filling in for Steph, by the way. He's looking at his Mercedes, giving us thumbs down this whole thing.
Really? You think this is dumb, Ramon?
I've had the mango one. It doesn't really taste like mango at all.
What's the whole point of peeling it? Like, what's the, no pun intended, appeal?
I guess, just like JC said, your inner child, right?
It's fun to do.
Yes, yeah, fun.
It's very sticky, though. My fingers are very sticky right now.
I feel kind of let down, honestly. Seriously. Like, all this hype for that. Want to try the banana one?
Maybe that's better.
I mean, it's good, but It's a lot of work to get to a piece of candy.
We've been trying for months to get this. And when the listeners, you guys stepped up and provided them, we're like, yeah, score. I don't get it.
I don't really get it either. So you have to get your hands all sticky to peel it. And it's not easy to peel. Like, I'm trying to peel this banana one now. And this is like, it's breaking my nails.
The inside of the banana one is white.
Oh, just like a real banana.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you?
It tastes like a banana. I taste more banana in the banana one than mango in the mango one.
Okay, so I just got the inside.
I think there's a pineapple one too.
Is there?
I think so, yeah.
Waste our time with that.
This tastes like artificial banana to me. You know, like the banana flavoring?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Did you eat the whole thing? Did you put the whole thing?
I just ate the middle part.
Yeah, same here.
Ah.
The outer, you know what the outer ring looks like when you take out the center? It looks like one of those gummy rings they would sell. Circle gummy rings. But what do you think, Mercedes? Well, how do you? My fingers are all sticky. What do you think of this?
Yeah,
thing?
I just feel like the hype was way bigger than it was worth. Like, they're not that great. Why? I feel like I'm missing something. I gotta be missing something. There's a little sign on here that says 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I'm not 100% satisfied. I'll be honest.
No, I'm not.
I don't see the hype.
I thought there was going to be a big, oh my gosh, you got to try this. It's, in my opinion, don't waste your time trying to find these things.
Like, seriously, just get a bag of the Haribo gummy bears and you don't have to peel anything. You just eat it. Yeah, thumbs down.
Yeah, same here.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Sticky fingers.
Sticky fingers.
Artificial banana. Mango doesn't taste like mango. You got many complaints.
Well, there you go. We brought back Try Tuesday. And
now it's going away again.
We'll see you in a couple months, Try Tuesday.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right. We have our contestant. It's Herachik. Is that your name?
Herachik.
Herachik. What a cool name. I love it. You're caller 20. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Brett Goldstein tickets for you when you win. Pick a category. Do you want to go with tug of war, 90 degree angle, moth to a flame, or credit card statement?
90 degree angle.
Okay, pie approximation day was on Monday.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why this what pie has to do with 90 degree angles, but it doesn't matter. It's all associated with math. Mm-hmm. And that's what this category is about. Things associated with math. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
JC.
All right.
All right, Herachik. Here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct and you win. And we start now. This is also an instrument that some people play. It's got 3 angles to it.
Pass.
No, pass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are all what?
Numbers.
Yes. If I take 2 and 3 and 5 and add them all together, I would get the sum of those three. And you have a batting what? A baseball player has a batting what? If I get 4 out of 5, pass.
Pass.
Okay. This is what we're celebrating this day. It's a
high day?
Yes. 3/5 + 5/8 is a form of what?
A fraction.
No, a different form of math.
Equation.
We'll pass on that one. The corner of something is
angle.
Yes, an angle. The higher end form of math. It's
algebra.
Not algebra. This is, okay. Herachik, pass on that one. God.
Sound effects were all over the place.
That's fine. So were my clues, Herachik. I am so sorry.
Oh man, that was
why was
tough.
That hard?
That was the challenge for sure.
Certainly was.
I'm so sorry, Herachik. You are not a winner, but you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you are a winner. Brett Goldstein tickets just for you. The second best night of your life at the Chelsea over at the Cosmopolitan on August 3rd. Caller 20, you get them. 702-364-9400.
Stupid pie day. Did me dirty.
74.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We were having dinner last night and watching the Yankees game. They beat the Rays last night 9-1. And we were talking about baseball coming to Vegas. I don't know about you, even though I'm not an A's fan, I am still excited about baseball coming to Vegas. I feel like even if you're not a fan of the A's, your team will most likely be coming here at some point. Maybe not on the regular schedule, but hey, who knows? And I am excited that I'll get to see my Yankees play here. So we're talking about it. My daughter, who's born and raised, Vegas born, she's like, you know, she is more of a Dodgers fan like her dad. And she's like, how is that going to work with Oakland being here? Do you think that fans are going to become fans of the A's instead of who they like? And we were talking about that. And I said, have you ever seen the movie Moneyball? And she's like, no, what is that? And I was like, oh my gosh, only one of the most underrated baseball movies of all time. She's like, what is it about? I'm like, it's about the Oakland A's. It's about Billy Beane. It's about how he put together a winning Oakland A's team with no money. She's like, I've never heard of this. So we watched Moneyball last night.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. It is such an underrated movie. Is there a movie that you're like, why does this not get more attention? It is so fantastic. When you see like the top sports movies of all time, it's rare that I see Moneyball on that list, and I really feel like it is one of the best. I love that movie.
This is good. Let's add to this list. What's that underrated movie that just kind of flew under the radar when it came out?
And it doesn't have to be sports related, but this one, have you seen it before?
I did. Is Brad Pitt in it?
Brad Pitt,
yeah.
Is Billy Beane, Jonah Hill.
Doesn't the guy live here in Las Vegas now, I think?
Does Billy Beane live here?
I think he does. There's a Vegas connection, I thought, to the movie.
That's so cool.
Someone lives here. Mine, you know, it happens to be a sports movie, but I don't even remember this movie coming out in the box office or being released in theaters. I first watched it on an airplane. I'm like, I'll check out a Kevin Costner movie. It was the movie Draft Day. And I thought that movie was fantastic. Kevin Costner plays, he is either the coach or the owner of a team, but it's about the team drafting a certain player and drafting players in the NFL draft. And it's just fascinating to see how the draft works, the stuff they look at in players when it comes to drafting players, all these things, the little nuances they pick up on why they pass on this player who's supposed to be fantastic. And Kevin Costner points out, well, did you go to his birthday party? No one was at his birthday party. He doesn't have friends, which means he's not likable, so he probably won't be well with the team. It was just mind-blowing, that movie.
That was a really good movie also, a very underrated one. What do you think is an underrated movie that you don't hear a lot of people mention, but you absolutely love it? 702-364-9400. Those are both, you know, sports-related, but at the same time, it's like, gosh, they're so good. They make you realize how romantic sports can be, you know?
You go back to the 90s. To me, there's some standout movies, great movies from the 90s. Singles, Reality Bites, they kind of define Gen X. There was another one that I feel flies under the radar, Empire Records.
I saw that, but I got bored.
Did you?
Yeah, I started it, but I think somewhere in the middle, I got bored of that one.
It's about the day in the life of a record store and all the different characters that are working at the record store. And they're waiting for some singer's big appearance that day in the record store. And it turns out to be a big jerk. But all the drama that takes place with these teens and came out in 1995.
Some other movies that are underrated. We're getting some texts here. Little Miss Sunshine. I remember that was up for a bunch of awards, but I never saw that movie. Did you ever see Little Miss Sunshine?
I don't think I did either, no.
I didn't. Yeah. I'm going to put these on my list of movies to watch. This one says 500 Days of Summer. Great soundtrack, great movie. I have heard of that one too. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it, is it Zoe Deschanel? I think she's in that one too.
Okay. Did Matt watch the latest Beverly Hills Cop movie, Axel F, on Netflix?
He did. He said it was awful.
Oh.
He said it was so bad.
Here's the thing. I thought it was fantastic.
Really?
I watched it start to finished. To the end of the credits, hoping there was a bonus scene. I was singing its praises the next day, and then Laura points out, she goes, you know, you were loopy off. It was the day I had my my dental procedure. She's like, you're probably still loopy off the dental procedure that you had, and that's why you loved it so much.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because my husband's the biggest Beverly Hills Cop fan there is. And he was so disappointed.
It was
in
the
it.
Drugs then.
Oh, it must have been the drugs.
It was the drugs.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, Sleep easy, friends.
AI is crazy. And a new study shows that artificial intelligence is identifying cancer with more accuracy than doctors. They did this research with UCLA, and they show that an AI tool identified prostate cancer with 84% accuracy compared to 67% accuracy for cases detected by physicians. It's a software called Unfold AI, and it uses this algorithm to visualize the likelihood of cancer based on certain data. And experts say that AI could lead to more accurate diagnosis and more targeted treatments.
That's fantastic news, and they're using an algorithm. When you're first mentioning that, I'm thinking, is there going to be a robot doing the inspection? Drop your pants, JC.
No, it's all data that's put in there. Yeah, it's interesting. And I mean, it's great news. Definitely. I wonder, like, how do people in the medical profession feel like that? Is this just a tool to help you better do your job? Are you like worried? Like, oh boy, AI is going to take over our jobs. They're not going to need us anymore. I'm wondering if you're in that field, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm thinking you would like that, right? Use it as, like you said, use it as
with,
a tool.
Yeah.
So now you know, okay, wow, there's a higher percentage you have prostate cancer. Now let's focus on how we're going to treat this and beat this thing.
It sounds like it could save lives. So I think it's a good thing. Also this morning, Mick Jagger turned down millions of dollars to write his memoir. This is a new report that has come out. Radar Online's reporting that the Rolling Stones frontman refused the offer that was handed to him to write his memoir because he didn't want to relive the past. How much did they offer him for his memoir? $26 million.
Whoa.
And he's like, no, I'll pass. Don't want to relive the past. They said that to spend 18 months or more working with an editor is not anything that he is interested in. I mean, I'm sure the guy has more money than he knows what to do with. What's another $26 million, you know?
Maybe that's the secret to his longevity and his youthfulness, is not focusing on the past. Just look what's in front of you.
And not letting money rule your life, you know? Doing what you love, loving what you do, and leave it at that.
We were in a bookstore in Wyoming just kind of looking around at some books and stuff, and I saw the Barbara Streisand book. This thing, it's close to 800 pages.
Oh, I couldn't.
Could you read 800 pages about someone's life?
It depends on who it is. If you're a big Barbara Streisand fan, I bet you could easily get through that. I'm not, so no. But if it's someone I love, I would probably get through it.
800. I was thinking that when I'm looking at this book, and I'm just flipping through the pages, I could. There's a lot of people that I look up to and admire, but to sit down and read an 800 book about someone's 800 page book about someone's life, I couldn't think of someone. I couldn't.
Well, Harry Potter was over 700 pages.
Was it really?
Yeah, and I zipped through that, all of them. Like, I think I could if I really enjoyed what I was reading. But I think that the original Harry Potter was like over 700. Hold on, let me see here. Book one, how many pages was that?
Is it Matt a Barbara Streisand fan?
He likes her. She's on his playlist. Wouldn't call him a fan, but he likes some of her songs. So one of the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is 870 pages.
Okay.
So yeah, I think some people will get through it. Again, you got to be a fan.
You certainly do.
We're running out of time. Let's get going.
That was an automatic hit. okay. It is Mix 94.1 Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to join the show, we are here. We love getting your calls. We love your texts. You can reach us at 702-364-9400.
Have you ever had a certain song or music video that just it brought you to tears when you listened to it or watched the video? This hit me last night. So on Sunday would have been Chris Cornell, the former lead singer of Soundgarden.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
He would have turned 60 on Sunday, and I believe he passed away in 2017. And his wife posted a tribute video, and someone sent this to me, and I saw this video last night, and oh my gosh, just watching the video and the music that was playing, it was his cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, so I'm going to start playing it right here. Here's Chris Cornell in this video that his wife posted of him on his 60th birthday, or would have been his 60th birthday. Now, his voice alone gets to me. It's just an incredible voice. But Mercedes was showing a montage of him throughout his life and his career with his kids and everything. And I'm watching this just, oh.
This whole story is so sad, and just what he had to battle through his life and how it ended. And when you see someone with such talent, it's just, it's heartbreaking. There's something about that song too. I know when I first heard the Luke Combs version, mm-hmm. it sent chills through down my spine. And then when he performed it with Tracy Chapman, I think it was the ACMs or the Grammys or something. Oh my gosh, I wanted to cry. I was just like, oh, it brought something out in me that I didn't know was there.
Yeah, that song. There's so much emotion and power behind that song. But just, I'm watching. I must have watched it a dozen times last night because it was so moving. And to see him throughout his life and his career, and then early grunge stuff in the 90s, it got me last night.
Well, I just feel like music is, it's like a time machine, really. It takes you to certain times in your life, and sometimes good thoughts come with it, sometimes really bad or sad thoughts come with it. And I think that people's voices can be a time machine too. And just hearing his voice, I mean, there's never been a voice like his before. It's just so distinct. It just takes you back to a certain place and makes you realize like how talented he was.
Do you ever hear his cover of Nothing Compares to You?
Mm-mm.
Oh, take a listen to this. Here's Chris Cornell covering the Sinead O'Connor song.
Nothing compares to you.
Oh, yeah. That's just, oh, it's so good.
Right?
It's been so talented. I can see why you were in tears. Like, that's just, yeah, that's, it's heartbreaking, but beautiful at the same time.
Exactly, exactly. It's Mix 94.1.
How would you?
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with more tickets for you to check out the new Deadpool Wolverine movie that's coming out on Friday. We'll have more Mariah Carey residency tickets for you and more tickets to see Brett Goldstein doing stand-up over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. It is all on the way tomorrow morning. Be here. J-Love is headed in. He will get you through your work day. Right now, though, it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes asks, if Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth, what is the saddest place on Earth? Remember Bonnie Springs? Bonnie Springs was awesome. The western town that used to be on the west side of town.
Yeah.
And the Red Rock Loop area back there. It was fantastic. But they had a petting zoo. And oh my gosh, the animals in that petting zoo. They had a ram. I swear to God, his horn was taped on. They had a hawk with one eye.
It was an ice cream cone upside down.
Got cost.
Poor guy. I never saw that. I guess it's good. I guess I just saved myself some sadness.
You certainly did. The best answer was what? The guy that said Gary, Indiana?
Yeah, I did not expect.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2099 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning?